Yeah, it's your boy Baron the Smarks. And you're probably wondering why Beyonce is playing in the background. That's because I have one of Beyonce's biggest fans today, Mrs. Baron the Smarks.
Hello, hello, hello. Yes, I am a part of the Beehive.
Big part of the Beehive.
Big part of the Beehive, yes.
Welcome, welcome. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a long time. Yeah, I think the last time I recorded an episode for the podcast was in 2021.
I know you mentioned that earlier, and I didn't realize it was that long ago. That's a long time.
Long time. Very long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, welcome. To those who are not familiar with the show, I usually do have special guests on the show. Mrs. Baron Smarks is one of them. We do live in the same house, so it's really, really hard to get her on the show when she is not extremely busy doing things around the house, being mom. She is a school teacher, as many of you may know, and she is very busy. So getting her on the show is a big deal for me because she's awesome.
Oh, thank you.
So, welcome once again.
Thank you.
So, how you been?
I've been okay.
That's good.
It's, like you said, it's a busy time for work, kids, home. It's a busy time, but I'm happy to be here and support.
Thank you. Thank you. I think the Baron Smarks Army would appreciate that.
Oh, okay.
I haven't given them a name yet, but...
Okay.
So
I don't know. I'll think of one. Like, you know, like the Beyonce has the Beehive. Rihanna has the Navy. Baron Smarkers need to have a...
The Baron Smarkers. I like that. Yeah, we bury the
Smarks. The Buriers, because they're not the smart. They're like the Buriers. They're Buriers of the Smarks. So
I like that. Well, that little thumping in the background you may hear or may not hear is our dog, Kobe.
Yes, it's our puppy. He's 6 months, so he's very active.
Very
so you're going to hear him bouncing up and down and whining in the background. But he's fine. He's got a tummy full of treats.
And the blankets.
Safe in his crate, his blanket, so.
He's going through that stage where he wants to hump everything. So we have to keep shoes, slippers, towels, and things away from him. Because little guy's horny over there.
Uh-huh. He's a humper.
He's a big humper. So, tell the people who are listening, who are some of your favorite wrestlers in the modern era? Could be from any company. I know you don't know many companies.
Yeah, I'm a casual fan. So, like, when you start talking technical, you lose me. But I do enjoy watching when I can. So, like, right now, like, I'm always a big fan of the Usos. I love them. I enjoy watching, like, Brock Lesnar's matches. I think he's entertaining. I like Seth Rollins, like I mentioned before. In terms of like the female wrestlers, when you watch it and I catch it, I happen to sit down and be able to catch it. I'm not familiar with a lot of these female wrestlers that are out now, but I do like Bianca Belair. I do like Becky Lynch. I like Becky Lynch. I think she's cool. I think especially like after she had a kid and came back, I for some reason I kind of like her more now.
Is it because you could relate to her as a mother?
Maybe, but I think it's just her character. Like, I think she just, I don't know, it might sound corny, but I think she carries herself differently now. Like, before the whole the man thing, I don't know if that's still her spiel or her, like, her character, the man. Like, that to me was just like, I would have rather if you would have said the woman.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, somebody's probably going to correct me later on. I think it was the woman, like,
previously.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they took off the wool part, like, and it just became the man.
Yes.
And then they just should have kept the woman, because, you know, it's like women's empowerment. I feel like I like her more now that she's made a comeback after having a baby. Those are some of my current faves.
Hold on a second. I'm getting an important message right now from Stamford, Connecticut.
Oh.
No, I'm just joking.
Super important. You're a busy guy.
Very busy guy. Very busy. So, speaking of the women's division, well, you really don't know. I mean, I don't know either. So, just to clear some things up, she can answer this because she lives with me. Do I watch wrestling a lot in the house?
I mean, you do watch it. You keep up with it. Like, I know when you can't watch it, you'll do the, like, I guess, what do they call that? The thing in the next day when you catch the highlights, I guess.
Yeah.
You always watch the pay-per-views and stuff like that. So, yeah, you watch it.
Okay. So, let's talk about Backlash, right? I think you caught some of it with me. You was watching The Sopranos upstairs for, like, the fifth time. Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
The talk of the town is Bad Bunny.
Benito.
Exactly. How do you feel about his involvement in professional wrestling?
Well, before we get into that, you guys, like I said, you might hear some stuff in the background. We're busy here, so we've got some moving parts. So if you hear, like, some noise in the background, it's just temporary. We got some stuff going on. So how do I feel about, say that one more time, how do I feel about Bad Bunny wrestling?
Well, his involvement, that is just him, like, hosting, and they're using his music, and, you know, he's being spoken about on the air, and they're acknowledging Bad Bunny's success and Bad Bunny as an artist and now as a wrestler.
Well, I've always listened to Bad Bunny. I've always loved his music, even before he became mainstream, when he was just, you know, Bad Bunny singing his Spanish trap music. And he's always made references to wrestlers in all his music. Like, if you are someone who's just been, like, exposed to Bad Bunny, a lot of his music from the past was more Spanish, like, trap style. So it was a lot more aggressive and rugged, and he spoke a lot about street stuff. Whereas now he's more like poppy and Mr. Latino Smooth and Romancer in his music. So, but a lot of his music from his earlier, a lot of his earlier music did speak a lot about, he made a lot of wrestling references because he's always been a fan, and he said that from the very beginning. Like I said, even before he became so popular, he's always mentioned about how his dream was when he was a little boy to be a WWE superstar. So, like, now to see that from being a fan of his from his earlier years to now, I think it's really cool. Like, it's, you can literally see before your eyes somebody living out a dream of theirs. And then me being able to relate so closely to him in terms of where he's from, how he grew up, and seeing that happen for him is just, it's awesome for me. Seeing a lot of people from the island that grew up like he grew up don't get small chances, let alone the opportunities that he's been able to make on his own. Pretty cool.
So when you say people from the island, for those that don't know, my wife is Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
And she does understand where Bad Bunny is from, because she's been there, she's lived there, and she's been with the people of Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
So, being Puerto Rican, is this like something prideful for you, or is this something that you knew would happen eventually, given Bad Bunny's passion and drive for wrestling?
Yeah. So, yeah, I actually, my family is from the part of the island deep in the, what we call the campos, which is like the jungles of the island, where we, like, my family up until recently still had to use an outhouse because they didn't have indoor plumbing. So I'm very familiar with like, where he's from. And to be very honest, it's nothing but pride. And I think that's because I never thought in my lifetime I would see such a Puerto Rican and not, like, the commercialized Puerto Ricans make it as far as he's gone, but also keeping true to themselves. Like, a lot of, if you, like, look at a lot of his interviews, you'll see him being true to his native tongue, using like they'll speak to him in English. He'll speak right back in Spanish. He uses a lot of like the Puerto Rican slang that a lot of people are not familiar with. He makes a lot of references to things that are only known about, like, on the island. Like, just the fact that last year he decided to do, like, an impromptu concert on top of a gas station where he, like, literally was pumping gas and was like, you know what? Like, let me just do this concert real quick. Like, it's just really, really, it's really awesome to see him go this far. Like I said, because I never thought that I would see it in my lifetime. Somebody essentially that reflects me and my family go this far and still stay true. I mean, aside from the whole Kendall Jenner stuff, like, I think that's where he's starting to fuck up a little bit. But
he's starting to lose you.
You started to lose me a little bit there, bro. But aside from that, like, him just being so, like, so Puerto Rican and so pridefully Puerto Rican is definitely awesome.
Awesome. Yeah, it brings a lot of pride when we see Latinos in situations like this where, you know, they can represent the culture and they represent them really well. He's living his dream, and, you know, not just to say that it's his dream, but it's a dream of a lot of us who grew up watching wrestling or just any kind of entertainment that gives you passion, that he's actually involved in it, and he's keeping true to himself at the same time.
Yeah, like when he performed at the Grammys, I would have to say, like, it sounds corny. I never really understood what people meant, like, about, you know, some being so proud of somebody that you kind of, like, it brings tears to your eyes. But, like, I was watching his performance on the Grammys, and I was just sitting there, like, holy shit. Like, this is what I was used to seeing, like, on Telemundo and Univision when I was a little girl and watching it with my family. And now to see it on the actual American Grammys, and you see, like, all these essentially white dominated people in the music industry dancing and bopping their heads, and he's exposing them to that, right? Like, a lot of them, you know, he had, like, bomba dancers, he had, like, a whole bunch of shit that a lot of them never saw before, and just to see them bop into it, it kind of, like, brought a tear to my eyes. Like, yo, this is like seeing a cousin or seeing you know, somebody that's you doing big things. It's pretty awesome.
Right. Oh, well, on the topic of celebrities and wrestling involvement, who is a celebrity you think will fare well in, like, the wrestling business, even if it's just, like, one match?
Oh, I don't know. That's tough. Like, I know the Migos are also big fans. I like they. I think they were on.
Yeah, they were on a few shows
before. Yeah, I think they're really cool. I saw that, and I thought that was really cool because they also make, like, a lot of WWE references in their songs and stuff. But I don't know. I don't know any celebrities that I think would fare well, but I like...
Pick a celebrity that you would like to see in a ring, regardless of their you know, their job. Whether it's an actress, a singer, a dancer, you know, any kind of musician that you think would look pretty cool in a ring.
You know what? To keep in line with, like, my people, I'm going to have to go with Cardi B.
Yeah, Cardi is a huge big wrestling fan, and just recently, as of this morning or last night, there was a pitch by one of the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions to do a tag team match with herself. I think it's Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez. They said it would be cool if they took on Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion.
Look at that, and I didn't even know that, but I think, like, she'll be cool. She'll bring that, like, Bronx...
Yeah,
good mentality, and just, I think she's just hilarious in general, like, without wanting to be. I think she's just funny. So I think it'll be entertaining to see her in the ring. Maybe not necessarily just fighting, but, like, being like a manager, like the way what's his name? Paul Heyman is. Just like a shit talker. I think
that'd be dope.
That'd be pretty cool seeing her connected.
Yeah, but Cardi could fight. You know, she needs a...
I think, like, a street fighter. Like a street fight. I don't know about all the flips and stuff, but street fight for sure. But she's been in the gym. I see pictures of her. She's buffing up for sure. She's
probably getting ready for that run.
I don't know, but I think that would be cool. I would like to see that. I like this idea of like meshing the two worlds, because it's also like WWE's way of like not being so serious. Like, you know, like it shows that they can go with the flow. Go with the flow,
yeah.
You know, it shows that they're listening to their fans, because if they're getting more like I don't know, if they're getting more views or whatever, however they measure how their fans are accepting it, and then they're, like, going with that, like, it shows, like, they're listening to the fans. And I just think it's just their way of being, yo, it's entertainment, relax, it's not that serious. I like that.
I agree, it's just entertainment. It's more like loosening the rings a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And accepting others. I think wrestling fans have a habit of gatekeeping wrestling and not wanting anybody from the outside coming in and adding spotlight, because they're not taking the spotlight. If anything, they're adding the spotlight to wrestling as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody like Bad Bunny on the pay-per-view, yeah, okay, he might have taken the spot from a wrestler who's been there for a while, but now Bad Bunny's bringing all his fans in, and now they might be like, hey, this is pretty cool. Like, I'm going to watch Monday.
Right.
And now Bad Bunny's not there Monday, but the guy whose spot he did take will be there. And now they'll be able to put more eyes on that guy. So I think it is a really cool thing. And I think it's really dope that that's happening, because I think the years in the time of wrestling only being for like the nerdy kind of socially awkward people is kind of fading away now. And now we're embracing and accepting everybody now, as opposed to just the kid who never left his house watches wrestling. Now, Cardi B watches wrestling. Bad Bunny's in wrestling. And his fans are watching wrestling. And her fans are watching wrestling.
And then it's also, I don't want to interrupt you. Sorry to interrupt you. But it's also like, I feel like also people are starting to embrace the sportsmanship of it too. Because like, every time you watch it, there's always like LeBron James will be there. Or like, you know, a baseball player, a football player. So it's like, you're right, it's not like nerdy or weird to like wrestling anymore, because all these kids, it also like gives people the chance to feel seen, right? Because it's like, you may like Bad Bunny and he's cool, so if you like Bad Bunny, you're cool, but you might not share like, yo, I like wrestling, because people are going to judge me. But now that Bad Bunny likes wrestling, you can be like, yeah, I like wrestling and I like Bad Bunny. So it's like
you're merging the two worlds together.
You don't have to keep that part. Because I know when I was younger, it was like, you like wrestling? That's fake. It was like corny to like it. But now it's like that WWE is like, yes, it's entertainment, not fake. Because it's very real work that we put into it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's entertainment. And yeah, look, let's entertain you. And people are like, cool, I'm entertained. So yeah,
exactly.
I like that.
So, I know you're really big into Beyonce.
Yes.
And
I'm going to start a GoFundMe so your fans can help me get to her concert in July, because I'm too poor to go.
Yeah. Beyonce tickets are wildly outrageous. Mm. I think with Beyonce tickets, we can probably get a new car.
Yeah, but
you got to go see it.
I have to go see her. I love her. I was blessed enough by a wonderful man, also known as my husband, who sent me to go see the On the Run tour in Miami not too long ago, and it was absolutely amazing. And then I saw her the last time when she came here to MetLife, which was absolutely amazing also. So I need to go again. But this time her ticket sales are just, I mean, we got to eat. So because we got to eat and we have bills to pay. So it's a little different this time, you know?
Very different this time, you know? But we'll find a way, right?
You like to keep it all the way real. Just let it be known you're eating right now, because they're going to hear you, you know, chewing away. So you just share, you know, you're human. So he's actually eating while we record. So you're going to hear that in the background.
I'm eating a candy bar. I love Almond Joys.
Yeah. Coconut. And you're going to get judged on that, because a lot of people are going to be like, Almond Joys?
Almond Joys is the shit. Mm-hmm. Anybody who doesn't agree with it can go fuck themselves.
Oh.
And speaking of go fuck themselves,
oh,
this morning I did a little Instagram poll asking people if they will be interested in seeing my podcast come back. So I gave three options: yes, no, and GFY, which you know means
go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Oh.
And majority of the people voted go fuck yourself.
Oh. And you decided to record a podcast
anyways.
Okay.
I was surprised. I don't know if they're trolling me, but I was heavily surprised that somebody would tell me to go fuck myself.
Were you?
No, because I use that term a lot. I tell everybody to go fuck themselves. At the supermarket, somebody looks at me wrong. Go fuck yourself. You too. You're driving. Oh, she's driving too slow. Go fuck yourself. It's a term that I use, and if I use it against you, it's a term of endearment. It's because I like you. I wouldn't go tell you to go fuck yourself if I didn't like you.
You're right. I mean, I believe that because you even say it to our kids.
Yeah. All the time. Oh, you don't want to pick up after yourself? Go fuck yourself. Right? All right. So, we had a discussion a few weeks ago, which really bothered me.
Oh, okay.
And I want to address it live here on the air.
Okay.
Why don't you like Roman Reigns? Because Roman Reigns is the tribal chief. Right? He's ahead of the table.
I've told you I don't. It's not that I don't like him. I'm going to be fully transparent and say I'm sick of him.
What? Okay, I'm going to have to mute your mic. I'm going to mute your mic. Roman Reigns is the tribal chief. So either get on board with it or get off. Because in this house, we acknowledge our tribal chief. If you're not with that, I got two words for you. Right?
Okay, what are those two words?
Well, no, it's technically three.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Okay, all right. So I liked the character at the beginning. I don't know, and I said this to you, I don't know if it's that Roman Reigns has really evolved to be an asshole. Outside of the ring.
He's a great man outside of the ring.
Listen to what I'm saying. You asked a question. Otherwise, I will throw this mic and walk away. I don't know if he's really good at playing this character, even in interviews. Because I see interviews of him, and I'm like, ew. Like, he just comes across like an asshole. I'm also sick of, like, it's always the same shit. Main event, Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar. Main event, Roman Reigns and this person. Main event, Roman Reigns and that person. It's like, all right already.
Can I say something?
What you gonna say?
When you're the heavyweight champion, when you're the undisputed world champion, you have the main event. Because you are the undisputed champion. There's no one above you when you're the undisputed champion. So you have to main event.
I get it, but then you already know who's gonna win. So what's the point?
The point is,
he's not doing anything spectacular in the ring. It's not like every time he has a match, he does something new and you're like, oh shit, that was dope. It's the same shit. The same entrance, the same shit talking, the same moves, the same overselling of when he gets hit. It's the chiclet teeth. Like, it's, I'm sorry. I love you so much and I know that he's your dude, but I can't do it. All right. I like my wrestlers, like my men, real and rugged. Like, see, the Usos are rugged. You know, they're
related chunky, to
him. You know, they're not afraid to be, you know, they rugged. They're aggressive. They lose sometimes, you know. Real men lose and it's cool because they come back and they do it again. But when you got this dude who looks way too, like, sculpted, and, you know, way too, I'm sorry. I like him. It's just the character.
So can I ask you this question? So
to be a lot.
If I was ever given the opportunity to go to a WWE show and bring you along like I've done in the past, because I've had opportunities to go to WWE shows, thanks to, you know, a few people out there. And you was to meet Roman Reigns, would you be starstruck?
No.
You wouldn't be starstruck.
No, I'd be like, oh my God, hi.
That's being starstruck.
No, starstruck will be like, oh my god, I love, like hyperventilating, throwing my panties at him, like that's starstruck.
All right, so you met the Usos.
Would
you be
starstruck? I would be starstruck, and I can't guarantee that security won't have to carry me out.
But they look exactly alike.
No, they don't look exactly alike. They don't look exactly alike. Like I told you, like Roman Reigns, when he first started, it was like, oh, he was, you know, he was very sexy, very like, but then he started doing too much, like, I don't know what it is, and I don't know if it's just the over-saturation of him, but, like, the Usos, like, they just, yeah, they're rugged and aggressive, and I think I like the fact that they're, like, real. They lose, and
so you're saying
they
you like,
win, and they...
You like real niggas, that's what you're trying to say.
There you go, period, Pooh. All
right.
Period. You right. said it. You said it. That's what it is. And that's what I think is the difference between the Usos and Roman Reigns. Like, I think, like, Roman Reigns is this, like, facade. Like, if he lost and you saw him really get mad and he came out and, you know, he had a little bit of, like, fat in some places and he had, like, a black eye and a scruffy beard, then I'd be like, ooh, he's sexy. He's back. But he just looks like a... Like, he's just too sculpted for me. Like, I don't...
So you know
he's sexy, but not in a like the way I like him kind of way, you know.
So this is a so you.
This is a personal opinion. I think he's a very handsome man. I've always thought he's a very handsome man. I've always thought that he, you know, I liked his character. I've always liked his character. But then it's like the tribal chief came. I was like, oh, this is very cool. Like I like this. And then it's been like 4 years already. It feels like four.
Like 3 years.
Yeah, come on now. Come on.
Well, I'm going to have to agree to disagree with you on this one.
Okay.
All right? Respectfully.
Okay.
Okay? Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Don't choke on that water.
You asked for my opinion.
Well, it's just that I wanted to put that out there. So the fans, the burying smarkers.
I guess. The buriers.
The buriers.
The diggers. The they diggers. They dig the grave and you bury them.
God damn it, woman, you want to fucking roll. You want to roll. Well, as much as the people will probably love to continue hearing us discuss random shit and then include wrestling a little bit in it, I think it's time that we close this chapter on this podcast.
Okay.
Episode, not the podcast in general, but just the episode. And then I'll take a poll because I like taking polls on Instagram, and I'll see if anyone will be interested in hearing your takes again on wrestling, and we'll bring you back on the show.
Okay. I'd be honored.
I know. This is a great show.
Okay.
All right. So it's been a pleasure having you, Mrs. Berenice Marks.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure being here.
I'm actually letting her go early so she can go start cooking dinner for us.
Wow. Look at this.
Because I'm hungry.
First of all, it's Mother's Day weekend. So that's one thing you need to share. I don't know when you're going to upload this, but we're recording it on Mother's Day weekend. So if Mother's Day weekend has passed by the time you heard this, happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Yes, happy Mother's
belated
Day.
Mother's Day. And I hope you guys shower the mothers and your wives with love. Yes. If it has not passed, I don't know when my husband is going to upload this. But
I might upload it today because I think the episode is really good.
Okay. Well, he's going to have to cut it short because he has to rub my feet because it's Mother's Day week.
Yes. It's Mother's Day. Today's Thursday, so Mother's Day is not till Sunday, so technically it's not Mother's Day weekend yet. But if you want a nice foot rub and a booty rub, ooh, I got you.
I'll take both.
All right. I don't know. I could probably do both. One hand on the foot, one hand on the bun. So, all right, y'all. It's been a pleasure, y'all. I'll see y'all next time.